how did I see Pulp Fiction for the first time? I think this is a very interesting question because I was actually overseas in the film, we like to call it film, overseas at that time, was gaining a lot of traction. But here's an interesting part. I remember going to a party and somebody playing a soundtrack. So I heard this soundtrack, Son of a Preacher Man, first time. And I was like, this is a cool song. But it wasn't just one song. It was one after another, cool song after another cool song. I said, what is this thing? And it was actually on the tape. For our younger listeners, there was a tape. And both tracks, side A and side B, were amazing. There was no bad song. You know, typically you would get, you know, side A, and there was like a flagship song that carries the movie, and people don't care about any other song. But every song on that tape was amazing. And I remember somebody showed me, oh, this was 93, I believe. And I think it was a bootleg tape. Somebody made it, and they printed the actual original, how the tape looked like. And there was Uma Thurman laying on bed, and they were Pulp Fiction. And at that time, there was no internet, and we were trying to figure out what does Pulp Fiction mean. And the translation in Serbian was, you know, these cheap novels, cheap comic books. So I was fascinated by the music first. I was fascinated by that cover. It was not really a great image. And that prompted me to see the movie. And I saw it once, and I think this was one of the few movies that I saw twice in the same night. I just couldn't like believe what I saw. It was just, I saw the movie. I was like, wow, I got to see this right away, same night. And I would say from beginning to the end, I saw the movie probably more than 50 times.
Yeah.
It's that good of a movie. It's that good of an art piece that you can keep going back to it. And you keep finding these great dialogues, great editing, great little nuggets of gold and art.
So many things you miss, you know, the first few times. And little tiny details they put in that movie. That's what disappoints me about him now, is he's not doing it like that at all. He's gotten too fat and happy.
Too fat and happy.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.